Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get anything. In fact, your parents can even go to jail if they don't get you a Social Security number. Now, with aliens, not only do we have a Social Security number for that area of indebtedness, but our reservation and all its value, including the people on it, not only are we indebted on the Social Security number bit, but we're also featured the State Attorney General of the state of South Dakota and all the other states that have Indian reservations. They trade that reservation and the value of that reservation and the value of its people, the value of its air, the value of its carbon emissions are traded on Wall Street and Dun & Bradstreet. It's listed. This value is put into financial instruments that are packaged and repackaged, just like the real estate fiasco. So we haven't even hit on all the swindles that Wall Street is visiting upon the people of America. You're nothing but a bunch of coupons for the United States government and the people who run it. That's it. American people, you're a commodity, and you don't deserve anything else. And they're going to make sure you continue to be a commodity as long as the empire exists. As long as you allow the Constitution to be raped. This this land now filled with Indians that are absolutely dependent on the government for everything. For everything! At any rate, you depend on the government. And what you'll end up with is poverty. And a lot of paper. Because everything you do, the government requires a lot of paper. You have to fill out a lot of forms. Then they have to fill out a lot of forms. And then they go up to the next level of government, they got to fill out a lot of forms. And by the time it gets to where it's supposed to go, nothing happens. We have government health here. Our life expectancy, if you don't count AIDS, is the lowest in the world. Here. We are worse off than people in Haiti. Not only physically, but of the heart, our spirit, our reason to live. No, you don't want the government taking care of you. I do not speak untruths. Our land, held in trust by the federal government, so we can't get loans, so we can't get businesses. That's some more paperwork you have to apply for. Our casino? The money goes first to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, then we have to write proposals to utilize the money.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 26th day of October 2012 on this worldwide transmission Friday. We are going to have open phones today. I have cleared the decks of guests to take your phone calls on the literally hundreds and hundreds of important issues taking place out there. Now, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but not as much as I should. This storm barreling towards the East Coast is estimated by many meteorologists, and I've got the articles right here, to be the worst storm in 100 years, worse than the perfect storm, the last perfect storm of 1991 that luckily turned away from the mainland and went out to sea. But you know, the movie made out of a book, The Perfect Storm, with George Clooney, that's based on a true story, and Mark Wahlberg. It's an excellent film. Worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., and it is set to T-bone October 30th, and then make landfall through the 30th, 31st, and into November 1st. This could not be better for Obama. You know what kamikaze means? It means divine wind, because not once but twice giant Chinese fleets were massing and had already conquered much of even what's Russia today in Europe. They had conquered much of the known world, bigger than the Roman Empire. Not once but twice they were massing off the coast of Japan to invade, and numerically outnumbered them. Some estimates were 20-1, and we're going to be able to take over Japan. So Japan would basically be Chinese today, or would have been dominated for a large period by the Chinese. But along came typhoons. There are typhoons in the Pacific, hurricanes in the Atlantic. Typhoons are even much more powerful because there's a larger ocean and the waters are even hotter, but that's a side issue. What typhoons can get up to like 230, 240 miles an hour. Hurricanes only up to 200. I've had meteorologists and, well, Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on. And when they declassified that he was the father of weather weapons about 7 years ago, and that he was the first guy to ever fly into, at the end of World War II, into hurricanes, into typhoons, and he was breaking that down. But the reason I go off and digress into that area is this could be the divine wind for Obama. This could really let him grandstand as presidential during the emergency and take all the news off of Romney's momentum. In fact, Romney had been gaining in all the major polls until yesterday across the board. And there is some fraud in polls, but when you get a large spectrum showing Romney surging, and then since the hurricane news took over yesterday, I was busy covering police state news, and Ted Turner saying he's, you know, happy and glad, and that it's good that U.S. troops are dying, to quote him, said it's good, is the exact quote. I was so busy covering all the preparations for civil unrest that we know they've told police and military to get ready for so long. They said at the end of October, early November, you've heard the police on the show, you've seen the news articles, that they're telling them some giant disaster, emergency, crisis is going to take place. We've talked to police in New York, New Jersey, as far west as St. Louis, and we've gone over the Army preparations for it, the 1.6 million rounds of ammo. And let's just hope that it isn't this storm that provides the crisis. Now, there are weather weapons, and the Stanford Research Institute in 1967, you can go to YouTube or prisonplanet.tv and just type in weather wars, weather weapons, Ben Livingston. I'm extremely tempted to actually go pull that interview with Ben Livingston and play excerpts of it in the third hour. And it was in Fox News, AP, you name it, when it got declassified. So I thought, well, he's in Midland, Texas. Let me just call him. We called him. We're the first people to actually interview the guy in the documents. And it was how the Stanford Research Institute for the Navy and the Air Force certified in 67 with meteorologist Ben Livingston over it, combat vet as well. He flew combat missions even in Vietnam, leading squadrons in, creating, you know, 10 feet of, you know, rain in the Ho Chi Minh Trail out of clear skies. They were able to create clouds and do that. And he talks about that in the interview. And now there's History Channel shows about him and stuff. But the point is, in 1967, they certified that with 10 aircraft, he could create hurricanes, he could kill hurricanes, he could strengthen hurricanes, he could weaken hurricanes. So he could create them, he could steer them, he could make them stronger, make them weaker. Stanford Research Institute declassified, what was it, 2006, Ben Livingston weather weapons. Declassified. Declassified. So they have these. They have not just the old cloud seeding. And in fact, you know, this all clicked this morning because I sometimes miss things. I mentioned it yesterday, but didn't really get into it. Yeah, this big storm's coming. Yeah, I just killed a bunch of people in the Caribbean. You know, let's hope it weakens. But the way the media is hyping this, all of this, now it may turn out to sea. It may be a natural storm. But the fact is, because they have these weather weapon systems, we must look at this, the worst storm in 100 years with a perfect West Coast storm set as the storm makes landfall the 30th. What's that, Monday, Tuesday? As it makes landfall right through Washington, D.C., and then up into New Jersey, New York, right as it makes landfall, right through D.C., Maryland, and those eastern states, there will be a western front out of the Pacific that's crossed the country. In fact, it just crossed Texas today. That's why it's cold here now. It's going to hit as a blue norther is coming to hit. Three of them hitting. I mean, this is called Frankenstorm. Now, it's already a false flag for Obama. Whether you support him or not, this is what's going on. The media is totally focused on this and not Romney's momentum. So Romney's momentum is now stalling. I've seen it in all the polls. Some polls show he's even lost a point. The last Gallup I saw this morning. So this is all going on. This is all happening. And magically, the worst storm in 100 years, the meteorologists are now saying it's pretty much a done deal. Now, that's not the case. They've said that before. It could turn out towards the Atlantic and... Well, if you're fishermen, you better get out of the way. Because we're talking about, you know, 50-foot waves and stuff if it goes out to sea. But we're talking about 30-foot waves if it comes in. And it right now is going to just go up the East Coast and will cause a national disaster. There is no doubt this will be declared a national disaster in Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, and right up that coast. If it keeps coming in and keeps coming in with the speed it's got, and it runs into a cold front and another cold front, to cold fronts from two different angles, the north and the west, folks, that's how you get tornadoes. And then they're predicting tornadoes, too, which you're supposed to only have in the spring, because you got hot, wet air and fast winds, hurricane winds, with a big tropical storm. And if it's a tropical storm, it's going to be disastrous. If it keeps speeding up and is a hurricane when it hits, Katie, bar the door Tuesday when it comes into Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Connecticut. I mean, when that sucker hits, because, you know, usually this is hype. So I heard it yesterday. I'm like, yeah, right, Frankenstorm. There's a movie out called Frankenweenie. Yeah, you know, whatever. It's the media, you know, Carmageddon, L.A. a few years ago, they said would be, you know, end of the world. I was out there for it, for Jesse Ventura's birthday. Just so it was why I was out in L.A. And, you know, and so I left like 3 hours early to the airport. And there was no one on the road because everyone was scared at home and ended up nothing happened because they were fixing one bridge. So I was thinking yesterday, oh, this is exaggerated. So I went last night and this morning and started researching. And the fact that it's going to hit the 30th, 31st, the 1st of November, is going to be, even if it isn't a disaster, which I hope it's not, it's totally going to dominate the election now. In the final stretch, right as Romney was going up. And there will be differences under Romney and Obama. There will be. Romney said he isn't going to try to ban handguns and rifles. Obama says he is. Romney says he won't shut down all the coal power plants. Senator Inhofe's gotten the documents that Obama plans to shut even more down if he is reelected. Obama will not be facing reelection. Obama will have pardon power. I don't like Romney. You know, Romney's a globalist. The local Chronicle has a cover that says Prince of Lies. And it's true. Romney lies and flip-flops quite a bit. But, I mean, Obama, when it comes to lying, is even worse than Bill Clinton. I mean, Mitt Romney, when it comes to lying, is, or flip-flopping is what he really does, is not even in the same league as Barack Obama, the guy that said, I don't want the NDAA, and it turned out his people wrote it, and then said, well, don't worry, it's not going to pass, and then it did. Don't worry, I won't sign it, and then he did. I mean, it's that, you know, launching all these wars, but he gets a peace prize, so it's peace. Lying and saying that it wasn't a premeditated attack on the Benghazi facility and the ambassador. I mean, I could go on. I won't hire one lobbyist, hired more than anybody. I won't sign a bunch of executive orders. I already signed more than Bush in one term. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. I won't ship General Motors overseas. Cadillac, Volt, ship to China. Ship to Brazil. Ship to Eastern Europe. And they're now announcing today they're looking at shipping Jeep. My dad's got a Jeep. Great product. Great Americana. You know, World War II. The Jeep is now looking to move their factories to China, General Motors. I mean, disgusting. You know, I've got a Ford now just because, you know, they didn't take bailout money. And I'm not even a particular Ford fan. I'm a fan of what Ford's doing now. I actually like my Ford vehicle. But the point is that this is disgusting. If they move Jeep, can't we have anything made in America? Anyways, it's all coming up, but this storm, look, pull up Mumbai, guys. It's like the Daily Mail and AP, Dubai controlling the weather, and it shows the radar towers they've got that control the weather. I mean, you know, it's 21st century, it's Buck Rogers, and this storm may be engineered. And we are back. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I've got Kurt Nemo in there doing an article about the fact that regardless of whether this hurricane is real or manipulated or manufactured, which exists, it is going to end up helping Obama. I don't know if it can completely help him. I mean, Obama's got election fraud he can use. He's got the Supreme Court that'll basically do whatever he wants if it becomes a contested election. It's been proven, I mean, that they've got so-called Republicans on there that are about as conservative as Lenin or Marx or Engels, for that matter. Still, though, there's a big enough landslide. Bev Harris and other top experts that have really, you know, proven total election fraud in different areas of the country. It's still hard to cheat a landslide. We saw Reagan behind in 80 until the last week or so, and then it was a dead heat, and it was really a landslide. Because these polling agencies have been caught over and over again skewing things. I'm not going to cry if Romney loses. I'm not going to cry if Obama loses. It'll just be a different monster to deal with, a different management team of globalists that we're going to face. Quite frankly, if Obama wins, my radio show will be more popular. That's just the way the format works. It's the way talk radio works, that people will go to sleep. Talk radio listeners tend to be libertarian conservative. They tend to like long-form format things, not just sound bites. They tend to be more highly educated. They tend to have higher earnings. You can just look up these numbers. But they tend to also go to sleep when a Republican's in office. And so the argument is Obama so bad and so revolutionary for the globalist and has so many communists and socialists working for him under the New World Order that they would accelerate things in that direction so fast that they would really be able to take over and win against us? That's one school of thought, that it would be so bad you don't want Obama. The other school, and it's so complex, no one can tell the future exactly, I don't know. We'll have to gauge it as it happens, that if it got so bad, it will make people wake up. It's got to get really bad before it gets better. And, you know, if he gets in, that's the direction we've got to go. Just, you know, hey, look, he's bad. Let's rediscover liberty and freedom. Big government doesn't work. Collectivism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. It certainly doesn't work when it's got corporate fascist on top of it that use socialism as a tool to disenfranchise and control people and make them dependent and domesticate them. So if Obama gets in, and I was saying it looked like Romney was going to win, unless there's election fraud, which we know there is. Now this storm, I've got to be honest, I think it spells doom for Romney right now. Unless it turns out to the ocean, it's going to totally blot out his surge. It is going to let the media show Obama as presidential and a savior. And it could create a civil emergency where there's not even voting on the East Coast. They're talking about power being out in 3 to 5 states. Isn't that just perfect timing? Isn't that just perfect timing? But again, people will continue to listen to talk radio in record numbers. Ratings will go up and stay up for our main reach, that is AM and FM, if Obama gets back into office. For whatever reason, my gut says Romney would probably be better, even though for my career it would not be better. Because he won't be able to get away with as much because of his conservative libertarian base. That's just historically what's happened. He's got a bunch of neocons around him. They may stage a false flag or something. And still, they won't be able to target libertarians and conservatives and say we're terrorists. With Obama, you're going to see that script. See, with Obama, we'd get a bigger audience just from a Machiavellian perspective. But it's like Joseph Ferris said, it's so bad he may come arrest all of us. So it's kind of like you're like, well, you know, things will go into slower motion under Romney, maybe. But again, I don't look at this all cold-bloodedly. I can do a cold-blooded analysis of where I see things going. I just hear Obama saying he's going to ban handguns and rifles in the debate. That's what he said. And put people on mentally ill list who aren't even mentally ill outside the 68 Gun Control Act and just extrajudicially put you on a no-gun ownership list that's already pretty much begun. They're already putting in things into place that aren't even laws under the ATF under Obama. And when somebody's saying that in a debate, I have to at least say, well, at least Romney isn't openly saying that. Doesn't mean I'm saying vote for Romney or he's a great guy. It's just I cannot sit there and say they are exactly the same. They're the same on almost every front except a few things. And, you know, Obama says you didn't build your business. See, he's the more extreme version of the New World Order puppet candidate. All right, we're going to get back into weather manipulation when we get back. Look it up for yourself. All major countries can control the weather. Is this being controlled by HARP?
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are go! Our mission, defend liberty, resist the globalist, restore the republic, freedom and justice worldwide, 1776, worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday, the 26th day of October, 2012, and I've got the crew printing off all these mainstream news articles. I've got Watson doing a report on weather manipulation, and will this hurricane delay the election? And I'm here to tell you, they're calling it the worst storm in 100 years. Three weather systems, a hurricane, a blue norther, and a Pacific cold front full of water, all hitting at the same time, all hitting at the same time over the most populous area of the United States, from D.C. right through Maryland, Pennsylvania, right up into New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, in the T-bone zone. And I've seen the tracks from dozens of universities, National Weather Service. We had those up on screen earlier for radio listeners if they want to go to prisonplanet.tv and see the feed, but anybody can look it up. It's all over the news. Almost every one of them has the hurricane smashing right into the middle of the major Atlantic coast of the United States. This is extremely serious. It's set to start hitting the 30th, Tuesday, right in to the 31st, Wednesday. It is set to hit. And then you will see power. They're debating whether you're going to have power out in 3 to 5 states, maybe more. They're talking about hundreds of thousands out of power per state. Just pull this up. Authorities brace for power outages across eastern seaboard. Can you imagine this while it goes up the coast the 30th, 31st, and the 1st? That's 4 days, 5 days before the election. And you know sometimes it takes them 1 to 2 weeks to get all the power back on. You know they're going to try to delay the election if it knocks out the power to large cities. I mean, wow. And all the preparation. Remember October, late October, early November. Get ready. The police have been told, get ready for troops on the streets. Why are the troops running checkpoints? Well, it's for late October, early November. East Coast, East Coast, East Coast, false flag, East Coast. Doug Hagmann, look for false flag, East Coast. You're like, well, what's the false flag? Ladies and gentlemen, just type in Russia can control the weather, China controls the weather, U.S. controls the weather. Just type it into a search engine. Hundreds of mainstream news articles, Wired Magazine, Reuters, AP, Ben Livingston, father of weather weapons, Fox News, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. By 67, they certified that the U.S. government could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken them, or make them stronger. And the Russian government, you can hire the Russian government to guarantee you're going to have a clear sky for your parade. You can hire the Chinese government. You can type into the search engine, Dubai to make the desert green. That was like 5 years ago. They've now done it with giant HAARP antennas, just like our government has in Alaska, and they can do whatever they want. Their neighbors, last time I checked, are suing them. Other countries are saying they're taking their moisture that would come across and fall on their country. Just try it. Dubai to make the desert green with weather manipulation from like 5 years ago. The reason I like it is it shows official government graphics of the big antenna towers. And it really shows because it's not just cloud seeding. This isn't your granddaddy's. That's how long weather manipulation has been going on. Well, actually, about 150 years ago, they started in England with rockets and in Pennsylvania in the U.S. of all places. In the 1860s, 1870s, they were able to start getting that if they shot certain salts or certain things into the clouds, they could make it rain. But I mean, it's been going on since the days of your grandpa, certified that this is happening. Here, check it out. I'll type in Dubai to make desert green. I'm typing this in here, folks. I'm obsessed on getting this article, weather modification. Modification. And we will dig that up. As soon as I get to break, I'll be able to find it. There it is. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorm. So there's another one. And what report is that out of? That's the Huffington Post. Go down and click on the Arabian Business News. Guys, yeah, Abu Dhabi's doing it too, but so's Dubai. The reason I want the Daily Mail is they show the actual antenna farms. And then they have government statements. That was the best article ever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's there for you. I started obsessing over a particular article. Here are some of the, because the national media will say, Alex Jones is saying that the hurricanes, Obama did it. Hey, if they certified the government can control hurricanes and create them in 1967, and I've had the father weather weapons on, first person to interview him, since then he's been all over national TV. I'm no rocket scientist. I just see it's been declassified. It's already in the news, and there's his name. I call and get him on. U.S. government routinely conducts experiments on weather modification. And this is University of Texas Newswire, Daily Texan. Okay, there you go. Control Dubai's weather with Google Weather. London Telegraph, Dubai's designer weather. Since 2001, they have been manipulating and controlling the weather, making the desert turn green. USA Today, rain out. China aims to control Olympics weather. USA Today, and they were able to. That's BBC. That's USA Today. Here's BBC. Russian appeal of weather control shows the jets doing it. China leads weather control race. Wired Magazine. Russian scholar warns of secret U.S. climate change weapon. Radio Free Europe. I mean, here's science.com, how stuff works. So let's get it straight. Weather control is real, not manipulation, control. They can control, and especially they've already got storms. They can send in aircraft where they've got computer models of how to seed, where to do it, what cell to target, to steer it. Kind of like you herd cows. So that's how they can steer them. They can control them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. They can kill them. They can create them. That's Livingston's quotes. They can make them. They can kill them. They can steer them. They can strengthen them. They can weaken them. 10 aircraft, he could do this in the 60s. He'd already proven it in the 50s, but the government certified it, certified that they went off the East Coast and did it. That's been declassified. But back then, they went and actually had hurricanes coming into the East Coast, they would steer them out to sea. So let's get this straight. They could steer this baby out to sea. In fact, that's a report right there. By the way, who's obsessed with this? Bill Gates is investing billions in weather control. Guys, type in Bill Gates geoengineering, Bill Gates weather control. Just show them a couple hundred mainstream articles or government documents. Well, of course, but they're acting like he's trying to figure it out and saying he's a genius. His companies have discovered it. He's being handed 50-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old technology with cloud seeding used in the 50s. They were making hurricanes. By the 60s, they had it down to a science. They could steer this out. There it is. There it is, ABC News. Bill Gates, the hurricane tamer. Oh, isn't he a hero? By the way, he's one of the biggest sponsors of ABC News. Look it up. He spends hundreds of millions a year on them. Oh, yeah, U.S. Patent Office, Bill Gates, gets a patent on basically what Ben Livingston invented. And by the way, Ben Livingston got contacted and told not to come on this show anymore. He runs one of the biggest weather models, or at the time was one of the biggest, very old last time I talked to him. But still very sharp. I was like 90 years old or something. He was the head meteorologist at one of the biggest public weather modification companies where they pay him to make sure the slopes have snow. And they go in and hit it and make sure they get the rain they need. Big Agra hires him. With a couple aircraft, they can get that rain they need. So it's kind of like I'm up here explaining to people there are automobiles. Their electricity is real. And people are going, oh, yeah, right, Alex. What are you going to tell us next? You flip a switch and a light comes on without a fire or a torch. Yeah, right, man. This is old technology. This is real. And you've got an election and a 100-year superstorm about to T-bone the East Coast with perfect timing to disrupt the election. So Obama can grandstand. You know, some people are spinning it saying, well, Romney voters are more likely to vote when it's raining or bad weather. Really? A lot of Romney voters are very old. But I get the fact that you got really old welfare recipients and others that get bussed in when it's bad weather. I get that. So I don't know, man. But let me tell you something. Here's the deal. If the power goes off in 3 to 4 to 5 states in major cities or even sporadic outages, they're going to cancel the election or postpone it. Cancel's not the right word. They're going to move it down the road. Does anyone realize how big a news story this is? No one else is talking about this. No one else is covering this. I've been looking. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Adan Salazar, they're all on it right now with different articles, with different perspectives. But if this thing doesn't turn, and it could be a normal storm, it could be a coincidence. I'm not saying it's government. I'm just saying it could be. That's a fact. It absolutely 110%. In fact, guys, all these articles you printed for me, you can be putting some of those weather modification articles up. Great job printing these for me so quickly. You can be putting those weather modification articles up. Dan or whoever's back there, you guys can can put these on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want people to see these. I want you to know that HAARP was designed for over-the-horizon radar and also to manipulate the ionosphere and to ignite the atmosphere. I had the head scientist from HAARP on 6 years ago. You can look it up. Alex Jones interviews director of HAARP. You can go look it up. Yeah, we can do document cam shot. We can just do that right here. Yeah, just right here. So we have this going on. And so this has to be looked at. This has to be broken down. We have to look at this. We can't just sit here like naive sheep and not realize that they can control hurricanes. So the question should be, why isn't the weather modification, geoengineering-obsessed White House with a guy that calls for controlling the weather and hurricanes for our safety, John P. Holdren, his first speech 3.5 years ago as the new science czar was to call for controlling hurricanes. Look it up. AP interview, video. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Type in John P. Holdren calls for geoengineering. We'll just show people AP. Okay? This is what's going on. There it is. Dubai's weather wizard can create rain in the desert. No kidding. And that's just because the Arabs are bragging they've done this. They've got the same antenna farms. I've talked to some of the technicians outside Austin, out in Bastrop, on government facilities. They've got them all over. They've got HAARP facilities all over the world. They've got them on islands. It isn't just the cloud seeding. They've got antenna farms where they can do whatever they want. Abu Dhabi scientists create desert rainstorms. Report. See, there it is for you right there. Great job, guys. So I'm going to say it again. They can control the weather. They can steer this hurricane out to sea. They're up there constantly manipulating the weather with jets and aircraft and ground systems. They've got ships that have got nuclear reactors on them that have got HAARP projectors on them. They can go in and tune those and do whatever they want with the atmosphere. They can make particulate, potash, but it's not really, they used to think potash is what caused nuclei to form rain. That's a small percentage. There are billions of micrometeorites, that's conservative, of good size, you know, grain of sand, coming in a day from space. Uncountable micro particles and other things coming in. I mean, space is just filled with particles. And those are coming into our atmosphere. When the sun throws off flares, it sends electromagnetic radiation, and this is mainline science, that resonates with that dust that's already coming into the atmosphere. That's why when there's solar flares and they hit the side of the planet facing the sun, you have rainstorms just everywhere. Because radiation comes in and then ionizes nuclei, giving them a charge, basically. And then that pulls in water vapor, forming droplets. Okay, we've had top meteorologists on breaking this down. Yeah, there's some photos of HAARP. Is that the HAARP facility in Alaska, or is that another facility? Yeah, that's Alaska facility. I recognize that's how I know. That's only one part of it, by the way. They've got those, and if you find the Daily Mail article, I can't remember the exact headlines, but we can't find it. It'll show those things for weather control, just like HAARP, same design, and they admit it's for weather control, but then HAARP says it's not. And I had the HAARP director on. He started talking, and during the break, a colonel came on and ended the interview. Even though the director was the civilian head, the colonel shut it down. I'll never forget. You can pull up that interview because he started saying too much. Like, yeah, we're able to set the atmosphere on fire. Oh, that was it. That was it. They've got these arrays all over the place. They've got radar installations. I've talked to the technicians. They go, yeah. And then they've got other arrays on top of them. And they won't say what they're for, but the technicians and scientists, they go look it up and go, yeah, it's a HAARP weather modification array where they're able to fire this up and imitate the sun. But instead of from space, from the center of the solar system, it's coming from the ground. You understand? They fire different types of ionizing waves and radiation up into it to cause the nuclei to start reacting. You found it. Have scientists discovered how to create downpours in the desert? I think that's it. Yeah. Showed it. Shows some of the HAARP towers. Yeah, no, that shows HAARP towers, but it's a different one. But notice how it's the same as what you have in Alaska. Yeah, there it is. Ionizers produce charged particles into the desert air. Negativity charged ions raise the hot air and attract dust. Moisture condenses around the charged dust. Eventually, this turns to cloud, which produces the rain. Bingo! Bingo! Good. Good job, guys. You didn't find the one I wanted, but you found one just as good. So there you go. There's nothing worse than having a really good memory and remembering all this but not being able to find all of it. So again, I'm ranting here. I want your take as meteorologist, as weather folks, as scientist. What is your take on this hurricane? 100-year, worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., Bloomberg. Frankenstorm. Set to careen right into Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, you name it. What do you make of that? I mean, the biggest concentration of people in the country, and they're on the news. In fact, print me some of those just so I can actually show people, you know, that they're expecting power outages all over the Northeast right before the election, and Obama will have to pose as the savior. Oh, and it will block out all the news of Romney's surge. Hey, if this isn't staged, Obama ought to be thanking his lucky stars. We'll be right back.
I can see 4 miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
And I see a hurricane with a blue northern and a Pacific cold front, three of them, set to converge on the most populous area of the U.S. 4 days before the election. And they're saying power outages are expected if it hits all over. They're saying they could be without power in some areas for weeks. What are they going to do? They're going to move the election back? We need to start letting the government know. They need to make plans just because this convenient storm came along to get people to be able to vote. Again, ladies and gentlemen, they can control hurricanes. They've controlled them in the past. This is perfect timing that it's in that area of the country at this time, right before the election, and they have these technologies. That's a fact. But see, we're like cavemen or something. Oh, there's no way they've got flying metal birds. There's no way they've got pacemakers. There's no way they've got computers. There's no way. Come on, it's 1950. You know, they can't control the weather. Folks, they can control the weather. The Russian government came out and said all those fires and drought, they thought NATO was doing it. They've built HARP arrays all over Western Europe on the Russian border. And the rain comes right up and then just stops. They can turn those things and direct where it's going to rain. They can make it rain there instead of raining here. And they've got computer models. I mean, it is amazing. This stuff is real. I just showed people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv literally dozens of articles, mainstream news, Bill Gates involved in it, all of it. Playing God. So here's the question. We're going to try to get the meteorologist from Weather Wars on. Also, who's that top meteorologist from England that we get on sometimes? It'll pop in my head in a moment. The point is, we need to break down weather modification here and look at this. But let's just say it is a weather modification. Magically, here comes this hurricane. If it hits, like all the major computer models show, on the East Coast, the 30th, 31st, can you imagine how that will take out of the news Obama's implosion in the polls, which is now suddenly stopping? Here's the toll-free number to join us for, just to see if you can get through it first, meteorologists, weather reporters, people who have a take on this, scientists, hydrologists, I'd like to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whereas I'm not a meteorologist or hydrologist, I've interviewed many of them. Whereas I'm not a computer expert, I don't even know how to run a regular computer. I just know how the master systems work and where the trends are going in general architecture. And I can tell you that this weather control is real, it's on record, and it's going on. And we're in 2012. Imagine a science fiction book written 100 years ago, you know, where corrupt presidents control, you know, the government, and they want somebody in power, or they want a crisis, or they want a... What does State Department Memorandum 200 say? 1973, declassified 1991. Look it up. It says, we will use famine and war and also other medical systems, I don't really say what those are, to reduce population by at least 50%. We will tell governments, reduce your population or you won't get IMF World Bank loans. Well, weather weapons are used to then destroy crops. They used them on the North Vietnamese communist. That's been declassified, and they did kill their crops, and they had to ship in food from the Russians. They stopped rain in the north, flooded the middle area of the Ho Chi Minh Trail. That's on record. That's in the 60s. Ben Livingston led squadrons in. That guy was incredible. World War II fighter pilot, you name it. You know, a middle-aged meteorologist in Vietnam leading squadrons in, sometimes 7 days a week, attacking the North Vietnamese with weather weapons. Pretty cool guy. I mean, just amazing people like that. But the point is that now what do they have today? I mean, look at the timing of this. I want your take. 800-259-9231. Call us, meteorologist or weather manipulators. I know there's a lot of private companies. 800-259-9231.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number two here. Hurricane Sandy, if you just joined us, is being called the worst storm in 100 years because of a blue norther and a Pacific cold front all set to T-bone magically. They're saying we've never seen anything like it. October 30th, 31st on the East Coast. Three giant weather systems right before the election. Worst storm in 100 years. They're calling it an order of magnitude worse than the perfect storm of 1991. And I mean, I've looked at the National Weather Service. I've looked at meteorologists. I spent a lot of time when I got home last night and this morning looking it up, and it looks bad. Let's hope it turns out to the ocean. But this will get Obama's plunge in the polls out of the news. It'll let him grandstand as a great leader. And it could, if it knocks enough power off, which they're saying it's going to do, postpone the election. And nobody's talking about that. Nobody is talking about that. I want to talk to meteorologists. I want to talk to weather modification people. I want to talk to, and we're lining some up for later in the show if we can get them now that I thought of this, and for Sunday's show, 4 to 6 p.m. And I see somebody sold chemicals to weather companies. Angel, we'll go to you after the break because I don't want to cut you short. Again, folks, please, we don't screen your calls, but when you call and you're not a meteorologist or haven't sold chemicals to weather companies or aren't an expert in this, we could get Bob Fletcher on. Get Bob Fletcher on Sunday. Just load it up Sunday with the weather. Because he was the first guy I ever heard talking about this. And he's been proven very accurate. Besides, I want to get Bob Fletcher back on anyways. That guy's an awesome interview. Because I want to get Bob Fletcher. Undelay, Ariba. So we are going to continue to break all of this down today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Specifically on HAARP weather modification. Dr. Nick Begich. It's total transparency here. We just don't even have time to do this behind the scenes. Get me Nick Begich. I don't care what days. Today, Sunday, Monday, we're just going to watch this happen. He can list the patents, the manipulation. He'll have it all on Bill Gates. All the control. Heck, he's the best to get. They're all great. We'll get the Weather Wars meteorologist on. What's his name? I forget a name on in years. Badondi knows it. He just called him. Who's the weather war? Scott Stevens. I want him. I want all the other talk show hosts are taking notes right now. Good. All I want is the truth to get out. I'm going to talk about this briefly when we come back and then go to your calls. I don't mind when we break a story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and it goes viral and we don't get the credit. But when it happens every day, it's annoying, but still, the good thing to know is at least we're able to set the agenda more and more and able to get people to look at what we're talking about. But I'm just shocked by Glenn Beck and Fox News and Breitbart and dozens of publications, Human Events, you name it, Hollywood Reporter, saying that Breitbart broke the news of Ted Turner saying it's good that U.S. troops are committing suicide. We have it time-stamped. We put it out at 9 o'clock in the morning. Breitbart did it a few hours later. They even edited our video and just cut out our text. Beck linked to our video, but to somebody's copy of it, so it wouldn't be our channel. And, I mean, it's like, come on. when you break something, we link to you. I mean, Breitbart does a good job overall. Glenn Beck does a lot of good work. You know, that's why I love DrudgeReport.com. Drudge Report is, you know, the king daddy of it all when it comes to being able to set the agenda and really break news. And Drudge gives us credit. And it's just so weird. Like, every day now we have news that gets picked up and goes viral that it's important. You know, that we ferret out, that we, wasn't hard to ferret it out. It was on CNN. Nobody reported on it. I was wrong. I said it was Monday. It was last Friday he went on. So it took him like 5-6 days for us, for our listeners. Our listeners pointed this out. Hey, he said it's good that troops are dying. We write a report. It becomes a big national story. And nobody points out we're the first people. And then they say Breitbart broke it. It's even worse that they say they broke it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I love liberty. I hate tyranny. I tell it like I see it. My job's actually pretty easy. I am willing to face the facts and make preparation for them. I want to know the worst so that I can deal with it and take it to the next level of resistance. A lot of people hear this show for the first time and they think, man, you're just trying to scare people. No, I think people are like I am. I want to know just how bad things are so I am ready for it, so I get a heads up. It's like if you throw a football at your buddy. You're out at having a barbecue at the park or something with friends and you get out of the car and you grab the football. How many of us have done this 100 times? And your buddy's walking. You're like, hey, Bill, heads up. And you go ahead and throw the football at him. Well, I mean, I'm giving you a heads up here. Heads up. The globalists are dropping a giant 10,000-ton anvil on our collective heads. And I want the 10-trillion-pound gorilla off our back. I want the elephant out of our room. I want our republic back. I saw an AP article today about, well, the courts are looking to see if the NSA can spawn everybody without warrants. Yeah, everything you do is listened to. The court's going to say if that's all right. Remember just 6-7 years ago, we would never spy on you without warrants. That would be illegal. Now it's like, well, we don't know if it's illegal. We don't know if it's illegal to secretly disappear you and put a bag over your head. We don't know if it's illegal to torture you. We don't know if it's illegal to torture little kids in front of their parents. We don't know if it's illegal to forcibly inoculate kids nationwide when it's totally illegal. We don't know if it's... They're just getting us used to them doing whatever they want. That is all they are doing. And, you know, collectively, we're going to destroy ourselves if we don't start standing up against corruption and evil. It's very simple. Okay, look, I've got so much news here. If you just joined us, the last hour, I broke down the worst storm in 100 years seen to hit the Northeast U.S. That's Bloomberg. I know you already know about Frankenstorm, and the reporters are giggling and snickering about how it's a blue norther set to hit Hurricane Sandy the night of the 30th, 5 days before the start of the election. The election's already ongoing with early voting and absentee voting, so it'll disrupt that. They're saying 3 to 5 states are to have partial to full power outages. They've had the power go off on the East Coast before when a limb fell off. And if you look at, that's the National Weather Service. That's NOAA's track, has it going right in above Virginia into Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. You guys, show the track map. They have a track map showing all the universities and different computers what they estimate. They pretty much all estimate smashing sometime Tuesday evening, Tuesday morning into the East Coast. Right before Election Day, the worst storm they've said in 100 years. Yeah, there's the storm tracks. All of them, except two, have it hitting the East Coast. Well, no, I guess the one that goes out to the ocean actually goes in to, South Carolina? Yeah, it goes into South Carolina, goes into North Carolina, goes around the through West Virginia, down into Tennessee, and then back down through Georgia. Oh boy, what a night, or Alabama, what a nightmare situation. So out of, what is that, 20-something tracks? Let's put that back up there and look at that. And give your radio listener, we're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv, but I can verbally, audibly go over this for you. Yeah, every track has it hitting the U.S. Some of the tracks have it going into Maine. So they do have some of the tracks showing it going into Maine and then only hitting like Boston, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, places like that. But most of them, the most probable ones in NOAA's all have it going in just north of Virginia into Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. The most populous areas of the United States. How many people live over there? 40 million or something ridiculous? So that's all set to go on. We pray for everybody there, and hopefully it'll magically turn out, because you know the government can control hurricanes. I just covered that the entire last hour. I want to go to your phone calls now. But I just went over a whole laundry list of mainstream news, how Bill Gates can control hurricanes, and how in the 60s they certified the Stanford Research Institute that the military could control them, with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, we've interviewed. And History Channel reports on it, Discovery Channel, and AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, USA Today, BBC, all saying the government can create, can kill, can strengthen, can weaken, and can steer hurricanes. And they're having these ethical debates about, since Bill Gates invented this, and he's got the patents now, they're allowing him to patent stuff that's been around for 40 years at least. I showed that ABC News headline. Bill Gates, the hurricane killer. Look this up. If you're tuning in going, oh, listen to this conspiracy theory, this is 100% admitted. So why aren't they out there staring it out to sea? Well, instead, meteorologists are saying they've never seen anything like this. They believe this only happens once every 100 years. They're not even sure it's ever even happened like this. Three weather systems to collide at the exact same time. It's not like two of them come in and sit there and collide and another hits. They're all set in the computer models to come together at the same time. Do you know what that means? That's how you get tornadoes when hot air hits cold air. You get three different weather systems, two cold air with different humidities, that can already cause superstorms, with another giant wet, hot hurricane coming in. We're talking crazy land. And it's set to hit right on time, the 30th and 31st. And power, they're saying, may be out in certain areas for up to 2 weeks. Just type in, authorities brace for power outages in Hurricane Sandy, or Frankenstorm, power outages expected. No kidding. They have ice storms on the East Coast and the Midwest and places, and the power's out for weeks. Man, I'm telling you, folks, talk about, and some will say, well, Obama supporters don't tend to go out and vote when it rains, a new poll shows. Give me a break, folks. Obama is going to be running around surveying the damage, looking presidential in, you know, a military-style jacket, looking out the helicopter windows. I don't have time to campaign right now. You're going to hear this. I don't have time to campaign right now because of Hurricane Sandy and the Frankenstorm. So the guy running against me, he can say whatever he wants, but I gotta work for the American people after the flooding. You can really hear it all, can't you? You can all see it, and they can control hurricanes. So don't. I'm not saying they're controlling this, but it's the geographic area, the most populous, three storms in that area right before the election, and they can control hurricanes. I would be a bad person if I didn't say this looks very suspicious. And I asked the entire crew who really honestly give me their views, and they all told me they think it's suspicious. And a lot of times they disagree with me. Because not everybody can be as smart as I am. I'm joking, folks. That's a joke. I actually like to bounce things off of people. I know enough to know how much I don't know. And it's they all agree, you know, that it's the timing, the place, this weird, weird, bizarro storm. Ocean City braces for power outages, erosion and flooding from Hurricane Sandy. WJZ-TV. I mean, there's just hundreds of them. Just type in preparing for power outages, preparing. Toll-free number to join us if you are a meteorologist, if you are a weather person, if you are in weather modification. It's a huge industry. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's start going to them. Let's go to Angel, who sold chemicals to weather companies. Then we'll go to Michael. Friend was cloud seeder in Vietnam. Let's go ahead and talk to Angel. Angel, what's your take on this?
Yeah, those that don't believe, it is true. We're a small company. We sold silver iodate and ammonium perchlorate to a company, and it was a big contract for him, and even overseas and stuff. I guess I figured it was for farmers, you know, for areas that need rain and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's true. It is. It's true.
And again, that's literally 100-year-old technology, really brought to its peak 60 years ago. What they really use now is these big ionizing towers. That's on record too. I just showed up. I mean, this is going on.
They make some kind of a cartridge that they fit somehow. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it.
Well, there's a bunch of different ones. They can either spray it out of little outlets on the plane, or they fire cartridges that burn like rockets and kind of burn or explode, releasing particulate. Yeah, they can fly right into cells and increase them or weaken them depending on what they want.
On another topic, when you get chills, you talk about how you get chills when you're, especially when you're saying something really important and such. I think that's the Holy Spirit that's stirring in you. That's you know, just like we get hunger pains from our stomach. I believe that the Holy Spirit is working through you and kind of stirring when you.
Well, when I feel the presence of God and discernment, the Holy Spirit, I feel like I want to cry because the grace is so incredible and the goodness of the Creator is so amazing. The chills are like a Danger Will Robinson thing. It's like, wow, this is really dangerous. Like when I know I'm right about something, I get chills.
That's your connection. That's it, your connection. That's reasserting itself in times when you're telling the truth. And I've been listening for many, many years. And I just, all power to you. You know, you're doing it. You're doing the right thing.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, I used to get chills a couple times a year. Now, as this intensifies, when I'm really thinking about all this, I just start getting chills. It's not even chills. It's hair on the back of your neck stand up. I'm starting to just feel the edge of it right now. Man, I think about this storm and I get chills. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon. 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't know how many people will be able to listen on the East Coast if this storm is as bad as they say. They're talking about tornado-style weather, flooding, power outages right before the election, hitting the most populous concentration of the country. Supposed to start hitting Tuesday into Wednesday and then finishing up by the 1st or the 2nd, right into election time. They're calling it the Frankenstorm from hell. The perfect storm, you name it, and I hope it's hype, but the evidence shows it's not. Perfect timing, you could say, for someone who wants to look presidential for the globalist? I don't know. Maybe you can explain to me how it's going to help Romney. Or maybe I'm wrong to say there's weather modification. I mean, they admit there is, but it's just best to ignore that. I know this, they could steer these hurricanes out to sea. Why don't they do that? Well, there's treaties saying they can only manipulate weather within the countries themselves. There's a 1978 treaty on weather modification. You can look that up. UN Treaty on Weather Modification on Geoengineering. Yeah, that's HR. What is it, HR? 2977, the Space and Preservation Act. That's right. Good memory, Badandi. Put it on screen for folks if you'd like. I want to go to Rick in a moment, who's Skywarn Company worker. I guess Skywarn, some type of weather warning company. I'll have to look it up. But first, Michael in California. Friend was cloud seeder in Vietnam. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Doug. How you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think of this magic superstorm?
Well, I just wanted to call because last year I was in Vegas for a weekend, and I was playing blackjack with this guy, and he was talking about how he was a weatherman, and I was like, oh, should I know who you are or something? And he went on to say that he worked for energy companies trading energy futures. So we started talking more, and he got into all this stuff. He said he used to seed clouds in Vietnam because their first course of action was trying to rain out the enemy. And he was like, that's why whenever you see pictures of Vietnam, it's always wet, because I was making it rain all the time.
No, that's right. Livingston could dump, in a few hours, 10 feet of rain on people from a clear blue sky. And I mean, he would lead. This is a guy who was a fighter pilot in World War II. He would lead squadrons in and just flood them, sometimes 7 days a week. Getting shot at, pretty amazing guy. His interview's on PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, I'm going to have in Paul Watson's articles, I know it's on YouTube too, we recently put it up there. It's like 6 years old, so it was on Google Video, really low quality. But Paul Watson's got an article coming out. We'll get it in there for you. I mean, we know they have weather control. That's certified. They can make hurricanes, control them, steer them, you name it. But, I mean, what about the timing of this? Three superstorms, it's not just a hurricane, set to hit each other at the same time.
Well, I think it's weird because I used to live in the East Coast. There's never a hurricane now. It's just there's never a hurricane in the end of October, so I've never seen that happen. But it's very weird. It's very convenient. But the other thing this guy said, which I thought I wanted to tell you, was he said global warming is a hoax for going into an ice age. So I thought that was really interesting too.
Well, all meteorologists who have any brain cells know that. It gets hot, it gets cold, but if you look at the trend going back over the ice core samples they've got going back millions of years, we have been in a off-and-on ice age period every 15,000 years, the last few hundred thousand, drifting towards another super ice age starting up that will send glaciers all the way down to the Texas coast. That's why you'll be driving through cornfields and see a giant boulder out there by itself. It's a glacial, alluvial rock. And, you know, that's why out by Lake Travis outside Austin, sometimes, you know, they run into dinosaur bones from Canada and giant, because they were pushed here by glaciers. And, yeah, that's the trend, is towards an ice age. That's why the Bilderberg Group and Club of Rome actually in the 60s wanted to do geoengineering to make the Earth hotter, and they wanted to have a global government. Their excuse was save us from the ice age, which actually made more sense. But then they had a little warming period, their short warming periods. And so they said, well, we'll just hype this for now to get power. But, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm just concerned if we do go into an ice age and we make most of the world's food in America, a drought is going to be the least of our problems. If we just have a freeze, and when we freeze out all the food, there's going to be a huge crisis.
Well, here's the deal. The globalists started in the 50s with high-tech weather modification research, billions of dollars spent every few years on it. If you look at the numbers, again, we know about the spending, just not exactly what they're doing, because that's classified, but part of it's been declassified over the decades. It's been going on so long. And they said we need to be able to stop a new ice age and things. That's what I was just saying. The problem is they're just using it on futures markets, like you said, to destroy different companies' crops and things that aren't part of the global New World Order. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I don't think we planned to play this right here, did we?
Into this house we're born.
Until this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
We are back live.
Like a dog without a bone, and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Best part's coming up.
There's a killer on the road.
Take a long holiday.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Let your children play.
Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
If you give this man a ride, If you give this man a We've got to collectively not give the New World Order a ride on our back. We got to say, look, we don't trust you. We don't like you. Get out of our lives. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. Talking about weather modification, this superstorm. But I heard the Austin police chief on News Radio 590 today. He's been a guest in here three or four times, Arde Saveda. And he was saying, look, you know, when we catch police officers lying on reports, that's a crime. And so I will fire you if you lie on a report. Because it discredits the entire police department. And the public has no trust in the government anymore. It's at record lows. That's a paraphrase, but he basically said just that. In fact, I meant to tell you guys to call KLBJ, one of our affiliates, and ask them to computer that clip over. But it doesn't matter. Because I didn't actually hear him on the show. He was on the morning show with Mark Ed and Sergeant Sam, my friends. And they were playing clips of it on the news is what I heard. But the point is that I went and pulled the article up. APD officer fired for lying is fighting to get their job back. And, you know, my issue on this is, why is the police union defending this officer that punched this person in the face and saying it's okay to lie? I mean, I find that to be, you know, really, 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 really disgusting. My headset got unplugged here. And again, some drunk person reportedly spit in the cop's face. And so they punched him in the face, which I would probably do too. And then they lied on the report about it. Why not just say, I punched him because they spit in my face? He wouldn't get in trouble. And the police chief even said that. It's the culture of lying. And again, this is a nationwide show. I just found it very, very refreshing that Art Acevedo, who I've been at odds with over some of the things he's done, I'll say this, he's gotten police out of paramilitary uniforms back into regular police uniforms. I'll say this, now when cops shoot somebody in the back and it's proven that they did it wrongly, they get in trouble. Used to, you didn't even get in trouble. So Austin more and more is becoming a model police department versus some of these scary ones like the New York Police Department, but that's a side issue. I just can't believe that the police union head was on the radio today on the news saying that this officer should not have gotten in trouble for lying. It's a felony to lie on a police report, last time I checked. And I've run into cops lying about me where it's clearly a lie. And it's very upsetting when a guy in a uniform is sitting there lying to someone about you when they supposedly are this authority figure and someone who's, you know, of the highest, you know, quality. And I've gotten very mad repeatedly when cops start lying. Man, that is, you want to punch my buttons, man. That is one of my buttons. And I grew up watching cops plant drugs on people. And of course, a lot of them ended up going to jail where I lived in Rockwall. Sheriff Department people. So I guess they got theirs in the end. It's just that I've seen tyranny. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. So I know there are a lot of good police in this country. And I guess one of them, you know, more and more is Art Acevedo. Last time he was here, you know, I disagree with some of the stuff he does, getting federal money and doing blood draws and all the rest of this garbage that I know is unconstitutional. You know, he took me aside and he goes, you know, I used to hear you when I first moved here and thought you were out of it. But I looked a lot of it up and it's crazy. And he said some other stuff to me off record, but that wasn't off record. But I could tell he was genuinely starting to wake up. And I see this as evidence of that. You know, the only way that we're going to get out of this is to not be corrupt ourselves. And that means me. I mean, I work to not do bad things. And I'll tell you something. When I do them, I own up to them. Owning it is what it's all about. And the police chief has said, punch the person in the face for spitting on them. That was witnessed. That's, you know, the person assaulted you. It was probably a little, you know, more than you should have done, but it's a thing of passion. Wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But you lied about it on a police report. I mean, I see countless videos where the police beat people up and then call it assault that the person put their arm up when they're on the ground being beat up. And then juries see that and they go, oh, yeah, that's an assault or resisting to put your arm up. No, it's not. I saw another article today of someone in diabetic shock being tasered by police. The person runs off the road. Cops get called. They get there. They say, get out of the car. The person's drooling in diabetic shock, so they start tasering them. And I see this every couple days now where someone's having a seizure. Or there's a new video out, speaking of who needs to be fired, that we're going to play in the next hour. Video, cop shoves crippled woman with cerebral palsy. This is the most pitiful clip I've ever seen. This older woman is hobbling along, obviously having trouble walking. You know, when you see somebody like that, you get out of their way. You open doors for them. You know, you have pity on them. I think about, maybe we should play it and then go to Rick and others. And we have an engineer also who wants to talk, Ted. Right, go ahead and start rolling the video for radio listeners, just in the background. But the point is I think of my grandmother who got polio back in the 1950s. And, you know, she refused to be in a wheelchair. She'd probably be dead today if she hadn't. She's almost 90. And, this is so pitiful to see this woman, you know, who's clearly crippled. And like thugs out of a science fiction movie or out of some third world country, the police, because she's walking and they're gang members, and it's a huge open street, sidewalk. They got plenty of room to go around her, step aside. They shove her down to the ground. I mean, just that's exactly how New York cops act. And I'm not saying there aren't some nice ones, because I've run into some of those too that are listeners, but by and large, they're gang members in uniforms. And it says, if you want to understand the disdain cops have of the general public, see how this article from Information Liberation is a good site. They're just saying all cops. See how you're getting guilty because of this? I don't think that's right, though. It's kind of like veterans. Some of them do bad things. Are all veterans bad? Just watch this video a few dozen times. In it, Vancouver police officer walking down the street with two fellow gang members comes upon a clearly disabled woman, hobbling, bent over. She obviously can't even see him. She's and shoves her to the ground when she tries to walk between them and his fellow thugs who are taking up most of the entire sidewalk. You know what? It's not just cops. I've been on the hike and bike trail, and I like mountain biking. But me, Richard Reeves and I the other day hiked 8 miles down 360 all the way to Barton Springs. And then we get there, and they go, Woody Harrelson was just here. You missed him again. He was talking about you. Which is driving me up the wall, because we always hear when Woody's in town, Richard Linklater's like, yeah, Woody wants to go on your show. Call Woody's publicist, never get a call back, but side issue. Just weird to like miss him twice in the last week. And the entire time, some areas would be like 10 feet wide paths. We'd be over on the side, and these bike riders would come three abreast, and Richard steps aside for him, and he goes, that's just the etiquette. You have to step aside. And I went, well, I'm not stepping aside. And some of these guys would actually bow up and come close to me. And I'm not looking for a fight, but you run into me on purpose, you're going to get you're going to get attacked right back. I mean, it's just, I guess that's how government works. If you cower to people over and over again, they start thinking it's their right. Because I was like, now some of them were polite and would say, you know, thank you for stepping aside. And sometimes it'd be a small path and we'd step aside for the bike riders, for them to get off their bike. But I mean, when you're like a 10-foot flat path, and these bike riders are feeling, it's like road rage. All these wimps feel powerful in their car until they actually, you know, get in a fight with somebody. And you watch this video. Let's show it one more time and I'll narrate it and then go to calls, I promise, for Rick and Ted. I'm going to hear in just a moment talking about weather modification. This video is so incredible. You've got this woman hobbling around down the street. You've got cops walking with aggressive gang member stances. You've got a handicapped woman. And by the way, there's other people in the street. She can't get out of their way because of a man kind of walks towards her. So she steps over to go between the cops. And they shove her down, man, I tell you. And you know, now you will be arrested. In North Korea, if you don't bow to a cop, life in prison. And that's where we're going. North Korea, you want it, you got it. Man, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That guy should be drummed out of there, and those other police that sat there and stand around like gang members and laugh at her on the ground, they should all be immediately fired. And that guy should be charged for assaulting a woman. If we won't protect women and handicapped people, folks, we won't protect anybody. But you hear all the comedians make fun of cripples all day. Every time I tune in to talk radio, on the wild band on satellite radio, man, that's like the hot thing, is to make fun of mentally retarded people and handicaps and folks, and it just makes me sick. All right, I know I'm ranting. I'm going to shut up. Folks, the big news here, if you just joined us, is worst storm in 100 years seen to hit the northwest U.S. Hurricane Sandy, while the blue norther is coming down, set to hit at the exact time when it's most explosive, cold air hitting hot, you know, Caribbean heated up water and air. And then you've got a big western storm blowing in full of water that's cold out of the Pacific. They said they've never even heard of anything like this. It's so incredible. So they're calling it a 100-year Frankenstorm. And did anybody think this is going to hit the 30th, 31st, 5 days before the election, November 6th, that this could be used to postpone the election? Unheard of. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Rick Skywarn, I guess that a company worker, listening on the GCNLive.com streams. Rick, go ahead, sir. Give us your take on this. We'll go to Ted, the engineer in New York.
Yes. Good afternoon, Alex. God bless. Enjoy listening to your show. First time call in. Skywarn, what we are, a lot of our folks in Skywarn, we are in also amateur radio. We are volunteers for the National Weather Service.
Oh, that's right. I saw a guy got taken in by the FBI for one of the volunteers for taking photos for NOAA a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and we had some guys here that had some mysterious stuff. They were sitting around watching Air Force One come in. We're in an area here where in Ohio where they usually come in for their during their campaigns, and the Akron Canton area, and a couple of our guys got they come storming their cars because they had. You know, they have antennas on their cars and light bars for...
They're a little nervous because 10,000 missiles got given to Al-Qaeda, 2,000 of them heat-seeking and radar-guided. It's our government gave them that, so they're pretty paranoid when you're hanging out by airports. But listen, what's your point on weather modification?
I've been seeing a lot of, chemical-type trails, going on, and I've been having a lot of sinus issues going on. I hear a lot of other people complaining about the sinus problems. All you got to do is look to the skies and you can see some of the weird stuff going on up there. And
I've had countless meteorologists on and played clips of meteorologists on the news saying, look at all these trails coming in. That's not natural. That's being sprayed. They admit this modification's going on. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ted in New York, who's an engineer listening on WRSB 1310 AM. And Ted, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Yes. There's a few things that I'd like to point out about, hurricanes and so forth. To begin with, I figured out the energy of HAARP a few years ago based on the acreage and the anticipated 1.3 billion watts of power. It turns out it's about 400 watts to the square foot, at least at that time, which is interesting. That's about the same as a microwave oven. But it's also worth noting that this is in the 8 to 10 megahertz band that HAARP operates on. Now, the water absorbs energy and gets hot, and the 3 gigahertz, I think it's 3.2 is the number, and that's the wavelength that will heat water up. When you look at the vortex of a hurricane, which a vortex is naturally circular, when you look at Katrina and others, they have a hexagonal hole in the middle of them.
Right. And Katrina sat there and did things they'd never seen for a few days, acted like it. They admit they can steer hurricanes. I've had the head of HAARP on. They admit they can, quote, ignite the atmosphere with it.
And then HAARP did a 90-degree turn straight for the coast, I believe that based on these numbers and other data that this has to be done from orbit. And the amount of power involved is a staggering amount of power, far more than a solar cell powered satellite can generate. In fact, it would have to be a nuclear powered satellite to generate the kind of wattage required.
Well, you know, they admittedly have launched nuclear powered satellites back in the 60s and 70s. They did some treaties on them and say they're not going to do them anymore. But now you hear NASA saying they want to launch nuclear powered spacecraft. I'm sure you've heard those announcements.
Well, they did. Cassini was nuclear. It had like 7 pounds of plutonium.
Sure.
The Voyagers have been transmitting since 1976, and they both have thermonuclear generators that are out on the end of a long arm because they're not shielded, and they generate a tremendous amount of radiation. But, yeah, so the thing is, I believe a lot of people misunderstand what some of the things HAARP can do, you know, and you're kind of looking down here at HAARP when the problem is really high overhead, about 200 miles up.
Yeah, but again, from according to Livingston and others, the antennas are great, but they're generally localized, like you were saying, and take a lot of power. The old-fashioned plane spraying is where he said they can really control these hurricanes. The old low-tech chemical route.
That I don't disagree with that at all. And that's, we got a couple different vectors at work here, and you know the main thing is that you know hurricanes are driven by heat. In warm water, which is
you know what? You know what? I want to hear more from you. Will you hold till we start the next hour? Because I got something special we're going to do in the short little segment coming up next. And then, because I can tell you know what you're talking about. I've interviewed a bunch of engineers and people, and you're saying what they've said. You want to have some more comments when we start the next hour?
Well, I can only hold for a short time.
Okay, we got to jump in. Thanks for calling. Great points you made. More calls coming up. Got a little surprise straight ahead on the other side, and more calls. Stay with us. We are back live, have a whole nother hour. We're going to get into economic news, some other things we haven't covered, some police state news coming up in the next hour, and your phone calls. I'm now going to open the phones up for everybody on the hurricane, on the perfect storm, the Frankenstorm, on the election, on the New World Order, on the Prop 37 out in California to label GMO foods. Whatever you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Open phones now, 800-259-9231, to give us your take on all this. Here's the big announcement. It's here. And if you want to order it, here is the DVD, Strategic Relocation, Joel Skousen details the safest places to live and how to secure your home. And this under-promotes, over-delivers. It actually breaks down the globalist master plan to take over from he and I's perspectives. It's got incredible graphics, video. I mean, it's pretty much a film. We don't call it a film, but more and more we should have just officially called it a film. And it's available for $19.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And you get free bumper stickers and an evil citizen rule book with founding father quotes, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and George Washington is praised inside of it. We are evil. So Strategic Relocation is now available. And I have a trailer for that we're about to premiere here that Rob Jacobson put together. Also, The Great Culling. I'm in this. A lot of other great researchers are. Our food, our water, our air, how they're putting toxic poisons in the food and water like sodium fluoride. Very well done from the people that brought you What in the World Are They Spraying? I want to get these guys on the show. That is now available. It's just come out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also makes great Christmas gifts. And in closing on the plugging, the best Christmas gift or holiday gift to wake somebody up is the 12 issues of the new InfoWars magazine delivered to their door. And while supplies last, we'll always give you whatever the issue before was. So your first issue, you'll get two in the mail. It's $59.95. More than half of that is the cost to ship it out 12 times. It costs a lot to ship something 12 times. And so we're selling this at cost, $59.95. Give it to your police station. Give it to your senator, your congressperson, your mayor, your library, your friends, your family. They'll get at least 12 of these in their mail. And they're powerful covers, powerful terms. They'll tend to read it. Full of graphics. World-class magazine. Gets better every month. Third issue going to come out soon. So InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to this trailer for Strategic Relocation. The film now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
While we fight to retain our liberty, while we fight to expose globalism, we have to realize we're talking about a very powerful combination of power.
Renowned author and expert Joel Scalzo breaks down the globalist plan to shut down America and stage a new world war.
In one day, America will go from day to night. And if you haven't prepared in advance, there's not enough time to prepare in 24 hours, even if you saw it that early.
Coming to the InfoWar in November is our new documentary film presentation.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Joel Scalzo, Strategic Relocation.
The freeways are going to be crowded, they're going to run out of gasoline, they're going to run out of food, and then they're going to start to go north and south of those freeways.
Joel Scalzo is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
We talk about natural disasters, the health environment, we talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states.
Government is digging in for the organized, incremental collapse of society and world war.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come. Most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town.
All right, folks.
These nuclear weapons.
You can see the full trailer up at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, it is election 2012. We are broadcasting worldwide. Court upholds ban on handgun sales. People under 21. Worst storm in 100 years. Seen for Northeast. It's three storms coming together. The Frankenstorm. Top court to hear arguments over government spying. That is just some of what's coming up. We're going to look at Middle East news, economic, and a lot more. But let's go to a bunch of your calls right now. Candy, Otter, Mark, Steve, Brad, many others. Candy in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm so excited to talk to you, man.
I'm excited to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I've been an avid listener for like 3 years now, just every day. I'm so addicted to hearing you on the radio. Listen, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to ask you if you think that this storm coming up, this Frankenstorm, is the October surprise. Because on Fox News yesterday, they said like 2 seconds before they went to commercials, this may postpone the election. So I started laughing like, oh, here it is. This is what, you know.
Wait a minute. Okay. Because see, I Googled that this morning and couldn't find anybody saying it could postpone the election. I might have been blind. But now we've got a Kurt Nemo article out at InfoWars.com with the headline, Hurricane Sandy, Divine Wind for Obama. Watson's doing one on could it postpone the election. You're saying you heard Fox News actually say that?
At the end of the segment, like just before they were going to commercial, I was showing my boyfriend that, look, this storm is pretty weird. And I had told him previously that they're going to do something to stall this election. Just watch, because he's a non-believer. So we were watching it, and then that's what he said, like, just before he went to a commercial clip, this may stall the election. And then he looked at me like, oh, you said that. And I just started laughing like, yeah, this is it, huh?
Well, it certainly could be. I mean, they've admitted since the 60s they can control hurricanes. That's not widely known, but it's admitted. I just showed like 15 news articles last hour about it. Paul Watson's going to do a big article on it. Kurt Nemo's done one. We're going to add some more to it, you know, with all the admissions of weather control. But this could be, if it gets postponed too, Romney's surging, that could actually help Romney. It doesn't matter in the final equation. It's just interesting to see these guys and their camps, because they have the same goals, basically. They're just their camps have different ways of getting us to their new world order. But it is interesting to see them fighting with each other.
Absolutely. And so you got Romney over here. If Romney loses, everyone's going to go crazy. If Obama loses, everyone's going to go crazy. So it's like everyone's going to go crazy, basically.
By the way, I agree with you. I think you are going to see some things happen if Romney loses, too. I've been really thinking about that. I think it'll be different responses. It can be provocateur. You've got government with anonymous and with people that aren't anonymous saying storm the White House, engage in violence and stuff, which you're not able to talk like that, like Hal Turner used to do, the white supremacist front guy, unless you work for the government. And it turned out he did work for the government. See, if somebody is allowed to get on the radio or allowed to make YouTube videos, and there's a bunch of groups doing it, calling for violence against Obama, by the way, now. Paul wrote about that 2 days ago. The only way you're allowed to do that is if you're working for him or if they're letting you do it to stir something up.
It's so transparent now. And so now in Cleveland, those people, I live in Cleveland, so these people, they do have their free Obama phones, like that lady who was hilarious. I tried to find her to get that $5,000 from you, by the way. But anyways, if this storm...
By the way, nobody's ever found her, have they?
And I know I've been looking for it.
Hey, I'm going to say it now. Anybody finds her, gets her on this show, before she's been on any other, $5,000. By the way, the offer still stands.
And I'm going to be the winner for that one.
Everybody in Cleveland wants Obama phone. I actually like her. She's really funny.
She was very ignorant, though.
I know, but you've got to admit, doesn't that stick in your head?
She was hilarious. I showed my friends at work. They didn't even hear anything about it. Like, what is this? You know, but they knew all about her amnesia.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Those Obama phones are going to work if the Frankenstorm Hurricane Sandy, worst storm in 100 years seen for Northeast U.S., a blue norther, a big West Coast storm coming across the country right now, all meant to converge. Like if you pull up a satellite shot of the United States, you see a storm coming from the north, big giant one, another one coming from the west, and then the tropical storm that was a hurricane. And I hope everything turns out okay. I'm just saying this is crazy timing. And, by the way, I've been calling Watson and I've been talking to Adon and Kurt and everybody here at the office since this morning saying, look, guys, this is going to help Obama. 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 And I kind of debated it with Watson and explained. He goes, I guess you're right, but he hadn't done his article yet. I was just talking to him during the last break. And then they walk up to me with this that is... timestamp, what, just about 30 minutes ago or so. The other copy I had the timestamp. And, man, oh, U.S. News and World Report agrees with me. Experts, Team Obama should root for Hurricane Sandy to interrupt election. We interrupt this broadcast for a special bulletin. It's been called Snowcane and worse than the perfect storm. I hadn't heard it called Snowy Cane. I've heard it called Frankenstorm, and it could knock out power in the mid-Atlantic through election day. Oh, been saying that since the start of the show. And I mean, not that I'm smart, that's obvious. Man, I tell you, this is just too much. I mean, this is Circus Maximus. They've been telling the cops, get ready for something big late October, early November. You've heard the police on this show. You've seen the admissions of the army getting ready for civil unrest, but not saying for what. I don't know if this is it. I thought it could be an Iran strike. It could be a terror attack they stage or let happen. I don't know. But now this, I mean, this is just insane. Hurricane Sandy hasn't even made it past the Bahamas yet. And it just goes on from there. Actually, the timestamp I have was the printer stamp. This came out yesterday. So they knew what I knew yesterday. That's why I was looking at this going, well, the one I had, I guess it printed the printer time on it. I guess it updates. That's what it is. This came out yesterday. So there you go. They knew yesterday. We're behind the curve here. Aha. Well, we weren't behind the curve on, anyways, that we should break down here is Ted Turner. We broke this yesterday morning, and then within about 2 hours, Breitbart carried it, which is fine. And then Fox News picked it up, and the Daily Mail, and literally Hollywood Reporter, you name it. I'm just glad that Ted Turner came out and said, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. We played that a few times yesterday. We won't play it again. He came out and kind of spun the whole thing. That he was sorry he said it, but he didn't mean what he said. This is a guy that always says, you know, we should kill 90% of the public. They're useless eaters and things, and world governments need it. I mean, you can pull up his quotes. It's well known that he's a eugenicist. And as part of the, you know, the, quote, secret meetings with the Rockefellers to reduce population, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, ABC News. But then when Fox News and others say Breitbart broke the story, you know, nobody, I guess, really broke it. He said it on CNN. It's that InfoWars listeners picked up on it. We reported it first. Breitbart took our video, edited out our text comments, and put it up, which is fine. But then, you know, people like the website for what's-his-name, Glenn Beck, they took our video, but just from somebody else's site, so it wouldn't even be to our YouTube site. I mean, it's just like they always go out of their way to make sure we never get credit for putting a story out there, for pointing something out. Now, again, it's bittersweet because I'm happy because the word got out and he's had to apologize and it shows how sickening he is. I mean, I hate Ted Turner. My first film, he's the villain in it because he's a villain. America Destroyed by Design. But I'm just tired of it. And again, we give people credit. Sometimes you think somebody steals your story because they already found out about it themselves. And so there's no reason to get mad or get upset. And I'm not even really mad or upset because, again, we get to more and more push stuff out there and get it to break mainstream. A lot of that's because of DrudgeReport.com. But even when Drudge doesn't link to our stories now, when it's important news, we're able to get others to pick it up. And a lot of times they give us credit because it's important to point out that we really are having an impact. I'm very proud of that. I'm not somebody who's proud of a big bank account. That's not what I'm seeking. I'm not somebody that's seeking to know celebrities just to know celebrities, though some of them are really interesting people. I'm not somebody who's seeking sex or fame or any of this. I really want to have freedom. I want to expose the globalist. But part of being successful to do that is getting the credit we deserve. And that's why we give credit where it's due. And that's why the Drudge Report and WorldNet Daily and others, they give us credit when we break stuff and really help us. Especially Drudge Report. But and I like a lot of the work Breitbart's doing. I'm not trying to get in a fight with them when their reporter got groped. We linked to them and showed it and covered it when their editor was abused. I just don't understand this going out of their way. I mean, you know, it's like Fox News. I'm supposed to go on a couple of their shows. I'm already in New York to be on The View and CNN, you know, ABC. And they send somebody over. You know, they said, hey, can you come a little bit early? You know, meet us next door at the restaurant at some steakhouse. So I get there and you know, there's the well-known reporter. And they go, yeah, Glenn Beck doesn't want you in the building. Glenn Beck, you know, is going to throw a fit if you're allowed on these shows. And people don't want to be targeted by him. You know, he's basically an out-of-control person and nobody likes him, but he's throwing fits. You know, I mean, I don't even dislike Glenn Beck. It's just like, It even when he got on air and said, me and Charlie Sheen have sex in a shower together. I mean, I could own him for that. Doesn't matter if I'm a public figure and he's one. It just totally made up. I don't care if you're laughing while you say it. You know, this is the type of garbage that we're talking about and dealing with. So here's the deal. I want freedom, Glenn Beck. I don't want to fight with you or Rush Limbaugh, who's done nothing to me. He's actually covered my stories on air before, even though I'm up against him on the radio. I'm not against Michael Savage. I was upset to hear he left talk radio. Glad to hear he's coming back. I want to succeed on my own merit. I don't want to succeed on other people's downfalls. Okay? And that really tells you a lot about Glenn Beck. You know, that he went and pulled strings to make sure I wouldn't go on a couple Fox shows. Whoop-dee-doo, Glenn Beck. I've got my own audience. I didn't mean to go off. I've got a bunch of callers here to get to. It's just that, you know, here's Paul Watson's article today. Ted Turner apologizes for saying it's good U.S. soldiers are committing suicide. And it's Piers Morgan video picked up by Hollywood Reporter, Fox News, you name it. And they gave none of us none of us the credit. Here's Fox News. Ted Turner, military suicides outnumbering combat deaths is good. And it says it was highlighted Thursday by Breitbart. And it goes on to say they broke the story. Same thing with these other newspapers. And so they just go out of their way to never give us credit. Well, hey, you keep pretending that we aren't pertinent and that we're not big, okay? You just keep doing it, okay? Because that's not the case. Like, where is that? And there's a whole other list I need to go over. You know, I was talking to John. I go, you don't, I wouldn't complain. I'm like, why is our Chicago affiliate on? Why is this affiliate, that affiliate? They don't even have all our affiliates on the affiliate list. And I guess it's because if they don't have updated agreements, they're just not on there. Well, I think all the stations we're on should be up there, all the great stations. But here's just some we've gotten in the last 2 weeks. And I've got to go back and get the other ones because some of the stations I've announced hadn't picked us up yet, and now they're picking us up, so I need to plug them. Then we're going to your phone calls. WRPW 92.9 FM, Bloomington, Illinois. KGOE 1480 AM, Eureka, California. KFFK 1390 AM, Fayetteville, Arkansas. KTGO 1090 or 1090 AM, Tioga, North Dakota. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm a dummy, so I don't know. KBJT 1590 AM in Fordyce, Arkansas. KTFS 940 AM, Texarkana, Texas. WCKG 1530 AM, Chicago, Illinois. That's one of the new ones. Boy, that's a huge listening audience. We've had a huge response. KJMT 97.1 FM, Mountain Home, Arkansas. KPNW 1120 AM, Eugene, Oregon. KIND 1910 AM, Hayes, Kansas. KDKT, I think my wife has family in Hayes County. I mean, in Hayes, Kansas. KDKT 1410 AM, North Dakota. KFNX 1110 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. That's big. KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. That's a big station. And there's a bunch of them here. In fact, there's a whole other list I've got here somewhere I'm supposed to plug. Again, I just get so busy ranting and raving about the news, I don't tend to get to all of it. Otter in Massachusetts, we're going to you after the break. Rob, Mark, Steve, Brad, be ready because I'm going to try to go to you, have you make your comment, and move on. Because I then need to get into some of these amazing things. The UN overseeing our elections, the UN is as criminal as it gets. It's like having Satan oversee the devil. Also, we've got a bunch of different reports we're going to go over. I've got to get to this economic news that I haven't covered yet. That's all coming up. Again, thank you so much for joining us today and tuning in. If you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, please spread the word to everyone at work, everyone on the street, everyone at church. Print up little flyers and hand them out at church. We've got to get in the mode of waking people up and getting the buzz for liberty to explode to a higher level. There's already huge awakenings happening. You heard police officers and people calling in yesterday saying most of the police they know are waking up to the New World Order. Okay? I mean, it's happening. We don't have to go into tyranny, but we've all got to stand up and say no to it. And I can't think of a better radio broadcast with a better track record of waking people up than this show. Please spread the word about it today. We'll be right back.
You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
Oh yes, you are, devil in disguise.
Think about it. Hurricane Sandy is a Frankenstorm. Well, Frankenstein was artificially cobbled together out of different body parts. Well, you've got a blue northern, a hurricane slash tropical storm barreling in with a big western cold front, all three coming together. And U.S. News and World Report says what I thought I was the first to say. It turns out they were saying it yesterday, that Obama ought to be thanking his lucky stars for this. But I don't really see much more about it on the news. We had a caller that said they heard it talked about on Fox News briefly. But let's just hope it peters out. Let's hope everybody on the East Coast it isn't bad. But once in a 100-year storm, very, very, very suspicious. Paul Joseph Watson has, could Frankenstorm delay presidential election? That's up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And then Kurt Nemo has an excellent article, Hurricane Sandy, Divine Win for Obama. Don Salazar, could Hurricane Sandy be weather modification at work? Another excellent article by Don. DHS Secret Service say they are taking Romney Twitter threats very seriously. Mainstream media still refuses to cover or says it's not true. And GMO companies just want to save you money. That's a sarcastic article by Melissa Melton. Raw milk rights are under siege. Big list of that. Italian court sends disgraced Berlusconi to prison. Former NASA scientist says Western lifestyle allows for global population of just 500 million max that we must be reduced. Again, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Otter in Mass. Otter, welcome.
Welcome, Mr. Jones. So, here we are. We're at about as far as you can get east. We're sitting in Martha's Vineyard, and everybody seems to be smiling. What's going to happen is going to happen. Shout out for Planet InfoWars and for your store and ProPure, by the way.
By the way, I never plugged that we have a big social network, planetinfowars.com, for patriots to meet. Thanks for mentioning that. You're saying you're there in Martha's Vineyard, and the Democrats look pleased? Or, I mean, is that what you were getting at?
No. I'm saying the citizens. Everybody just seems to be in a place of peace. There's a lot of frantic stuff going on. I doubt there's a piece of plywood to be found on the island right now. If not, it's going to be over a window in the next hours. People might wait another day, you know, but I bet they're going back and forth from this island and closing things up, and the caretakers are taking care of the rich and famous's up island sanctuaries and vacation homes. But I really think a couple of two things real quick. One is that the states that look like they may be hit by this. I know just from looking at maps in the past, we're talking about mostly blue states. I wonder what number of electoral votes are contained within them, and what that goes into the algorithmic type systems that are used in figuring different things that will give
Sure, Obama if there's low turnout in those Democrat-controlled states, and any of them end up going for Romney, that could throw it to him. But U.S. News and World Report just points out it'll probably postpone it if it does anything, and that will help Obama because it's blocking Romney's surge out of the headlines. But we'll see what happens. You know what's good about this? Even if it's all a, you know, pretty much a staged event, I don't mean like both guys are in on it together, but they're both owned by the same people, so why does it matter? We're going to find out here very, very quick. I mean, what are there, like 6 days left in this month, 5 days left? So we're talking about, like, well, what, 11 days till election? We're like 11 days, yeah, 12 days technically. 12 days to election. We're going to find out real soon. Otter, good to hear from you. God bless. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. I myself taking the view that I know it's getting to be kind of the consensus that this would have a beneficial effect on the election, on Obama winning the election. But as you had Bev Harris on earlier in the week, certainly for recent elections, they've had the election really fixed very well through the computerized black box voting. And
but here's the problem. You've got different management teams and different corrupt sectors. There's not one unified system. So it's like who can grab the most machines and cheat the most is who wins now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I see what you're saying. Okay. That's really kind of an update to me because I, you know, was under the impression, I hadn't heard any different, that actually the computerized voting had it in the bag any way they wanted to have it in the bag as far as the election goes.
To a certain extent. They don't have fraudulent systems in everywhere. It's not one company. It's just a lot of, you know, kind of like mafia running different sectors of the country. Did you have another point you wanted to make?
Yeah, Alex, I was just wondering if, with your great mind, if you could extrapolate or give a possible extrapolation of...
My great mind? Stay there! Johnny, be good.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crank it up! Ladies and gentlemen, today. But he can play the guitar just like he's ringing a bell. I said, go, Johnny, go, go, go. It's now karaoke radio, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny, be good. Best part of the song is, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Okay, that's enough. We got callers waiting and holding and a lot of news to cover. You know, this story really makes me mad because I've been following this since the, quote, bailout of General Motors 3 years ago. $22 billion, the overall bailout package, it was more than $30 billion total, went to move whole new factories to China, Brazil, and Eastern Europe, several countries in Eastern Europe. And here's the Washington Examiner today. Jeep, an Obama favorite. What does it even mean, an Obama favorite? And he has some like speechwriter that said that. Looks to shift production to China. I mean, can nothing not be made in this country? I happen to like Jeeps. My dad's got one. I grew up riding around on the ranch in a Jeep. Had an old World War II one that had the exhaust pipe roasted out, and you'd hire a guy driving around in it. Anyways, it's horrible. But the point is, I have affection for Jeep, and it says, in another potential blow of the president's Ohio reelection campaign, Jeep, the rugged brand President Obama once said symbolized American freedom, is considered giving up on the United States and shifting production to China. Yeah, they make a lot of the components for the military. I mean, if we're going to be a big evil empire blowing everybody up, can we at least build the little components of death here? I mean, no. Because the globalists hate us more than they hate anybody else. Okay? Globalism is meant to shut us down. Such a move would crash the economy in towns like Toledo, Ohio, where Jeeps are made and supplied, and rob the community of economic security. I can't believe how long Jeep's been around. I think my dad got like a 70th anniversary one last year. He's got one of those Sahara colored ones. It's an awesome car. I love driving around the woods because it's got such, you know, it turns so easy. Such a move would crash the economy in towns like Toledo, Ohio, where Jeeps are made and supplied and rob the community of the economic security they thought Obama's auto bailout assured them. Let me explain something. The taxpayer money assured the jobs went overseas where globalists like Maurice Strong and, of course, pigs like George Soros have investments. Obama is such a fan of Jeep that he included a picture of himself speaking at the Toledo plant in his newly released second-term agenda binder. Well, yeah, he gets a peace prize and blows up a bunch of countries. He stands in front of Jeep, and then they shut it down. He says he's against the NDAA when he wrote it. This guy's like Emperor Palpatine. Oh, it's treason then. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And then it just goes on to make the announcement they're looking at moving Jeep, as they've done Cadillac, most of Cadillac, and the stupid Volt, which is government-funded. You notice that's not just a bailout. That's government-funded on top of it. It costs like $80,000 to make one, and they sell them for $50 or whatever it is, and they can't even sell them. But you can't even make the stinking things and then give the money to the workers to build it here in America. You got to pay your tax money to have it shipped overseas. I mentioned this, but here it is out of CBS. Diabetic teen hit with taser after crash. Person goes into diabetic shock, runs off the road, cops show up, taser them. I see these articles every few days now. I just showed video of police in Vancouver with a woman hunched over with, I forget the disorder she had where she can barely walk. Cerebral palsy, yeah. And when a person walks around the cops, so she kind of moves to go between them, and they just throw her on the ground and stand around her and talk trash to her and then walk off. I mean, that's like out of, an old bad Western where the really evil guys around the town, there's an old woman hobbling along. Get out of there, you old woman. run this town now. I mean, that's like how they set the show up. So like the good guy comes into town, you know, and goes in the saloon and they start a fight with him and you know what happens. But nowadays the good guys don't show up. It's just get out of the way, you piece of trash. And of course, last I checked, the local government's defending it. Well, she got in the way of a lord. Yeah, good. Maybe they should have hung her on the spot. You just tried to walk in between a space of two gods. Maybe they could kill haul her, take her out in the ocean, a boat with barnacles on the bottom, put a rope around her and drag her from stem to stern under it and slice her all up, usually die, haul her up, and then just chop her body up with big old battle axes. Because why not? If you're going to shove an old woman down that can hardly walk, why not just go all the way? They do in North Korea. You're rude to a cop in North Korea, you're dead, or you go to a re-education camp. And I think that's good. I think we need that here. I'm pro-law enforcement. I think we should all slit our throats and bring goblets of blood to police to drink. Because we're bad, they're God. Okay, I know. I'm just joking. Okay, I'm not serious. Unless we were in North Korea. There's an article I had here in the stack where a North Korean officer was murdered with mortar fire. That was the way he was killed. They tied him up and shot mortars at him. I have it here in the stack today because he was disrespectful and didn't cry enough when Kim Jong-il died, and he was observed. Can we pull up the Kim Jong-il crying, please? There was 3 days where you were supposed to stay out day and night and go, just type in North Koreans cry at Kim Jong-il funeral. And there were a lot of people sent to re-education camps because they didn't cry enough. And that's why you go, well, how do people for 3 days cry? Well, you do it or you go to prison. I love the government. The government built it. Kim Jong-il. We ought to come out with Kim Jong-il toilet paper just because I like to desecrate government pigs. New World Order trash. People think they're God. We did find my North Korean worship. Just type in Kim Jong-il supporters cry. It's on YouTube. It's a big hit. We actually even have a bit we did with it here, and then I'll go back to your calls. I need my Kim Jong-il. I just really, really need my Kim Jong-il. Just like North Koreans cry. That'll get it. North Koreans cry. Boom. Let's see if I can find it here. I even misspelled it. It's going to come up. Oh, I think YouTube's having problems. Doesn't even matter. Whatever. Doesn't exist. They never cried. Never happened. Just North Koreans cry at Kim Jong-il funeral. 3 days long. That's it. Boom, it'll come up. You have it? Can we punch it up, please? Because I need to worship total tyranny here. I mean, show the video, please. I love government. Government built it. Oh, I love you, government. Oh, you're God. Please give me vaccines. Oh. Government, you made everything happen. I need you. Man, that's exhausting. Imagine 3 days of this, and it shows them like in big blocks marching. The citizens even know how to march because, you know, they have Obama phone. Obama, he gonna do more. He gave me an Obama phone. A seven-story pleasure palace and kidnap Asian film stars to rape and torture them. Oh, you're dead. You're the caricature of a little cowardly, evil, dictating, scumbag, worm, tick, parasite, piece of trash, a communist murderer. We're now going to have your 20-year-old punk son run everything with his big, pudgy weakness. I love being here. I need you. I love this guy right here. Just, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, while we roll that out, where is my article about the mortar? No one is going to believe me. I had my article about the mortar. I've got to have it. No. Just punch it up. It's like North Korean executed with mortar shell, yes. And there is the disgusting worm-like sun. I mean, look at that pathetic sack of garbage who built the nightmare of this North Korea. The hereditary dictator of the loving communist collectivist scumbag worm maggot system. Scroll down. I want to read how they executed him. It said that he was not properly crying. It says, leader Kim Jong-un cruelly executed a military minister with a mortar shell for boozing during the official mourning period of his father. Reports say Vice Admiral Ken Chol was blown up after a tubby dictator. How dare you speak of him that way? That's a UK paper. Why don't you worship it? You worship your queenie there. Reports say this is only a third generational dictator. What's Saxe Coburg Gotha, like 20 generations? Reports say Army Vice Admiral Ken Chol was blown up after the tubby dictator heard he had been drinking merrily. Oh, kill him. The Communist Party chief ordered to leave no trace of him behind. Down to the hair, the Daily Telegraph said. Experts believe that Mr. Kim, who took over from his father, Kim Jong-il, has purged 14 senior officials in a bid to maintain power in the starving nation. But government, they should have food everywhere. I mean, it's total government. I mean, the government built it. I mean, they're good people. I mean, what's wrong with communism? I hear people go, we're going to have socialist health care like Canada and England. It's the best in the world. No, it's not. Doesn't matter. I apologize. Mark in Oregon, I have to get to the other callers. You had one more point you wanted to make. I just had to go into a little bit of government worship for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great show.
Sorry.
You sound more convincing than the people there.
Maybe I should move to North Korea. It's wonderful.
You might fit in. Alex, I just was wondering if any other possible events that this obviously manufactured weather would lead to have occurred to you outside of just influencing the election in Obama's favor.
Well, no. I mean, I think it helps Obama. They're able to postpone the election. It blocks Romney out. It lets him act presidential. They can manipulate the weather. These three storms coming together, they admit, is an incredible fluke. But maybe it is just a coincidence. But we're not bad for saying it could be weather modification because it's going on. I appreciate your call. Or is all the worldwide weather modification causing more weird weather? Or should we pay Al Gore more carbon taxes to fix it? That's the question. There's only one person more disgusting than former dictator Kim Jong-il, and that is Man Bear Pig. What a giant bag of trash. Let's go ahead and talk to, well, I take that back, George Soros is even more disgusting. What happens if you mixed all three together, a Kim Jong-il with a George Soros Nazi collaborator with an Al Gore? Ooh, can you imagine that creature? What would that be? And Janet Napolitano. Yes. Oh, well, now that you had her, that's an incredible, beautiful creature. You mix four men together. What is those four men? What do you get? You get a Rachel Maddow. That's what you get when you mix all those together. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Oh, I made a funny. Sorry, I'm going to stop being funny here. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, did you see the movie with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg? I think it was called A Perfect Storm.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Steve Blaha, my good buddy?
Yes, it is, Mr. Jones.
I haven't heard your voice in years until Richard was talking to you a month ago. It's good to hear your voice again.
I was a little under the weather. Let's just put it that way.
Well, hey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good. I'm hanging out with my parents. My dad got sick. He's fine now. I came up here to kind of help, help out family.
Absolutely. So you've done a lot of research into the electromagnetic manipulation of the atmosphere. Tell us about it.
Well, let me, what I think they're using in continental U.S. is what they call the WSR-88D Experimental Weather Radar Array. And that's a mouthful, but what it is our Doppler radar system, and it's all run from Norman, Oklahoma, from the National Weather Service. All of them are run from Norman.
That's right. So I mean, going off this, you actually, I remember years ago, because I've known you for probably 15 years, You actually talked to some of the engineers saying there was power and arrays being added to these that really weren't for Doppler, that's just the cover for them, and they can cook the atmosphere with this.
What I'm putting together, I've got so many pictures of what I call the sky frying in what I call harmonic distortion. The sky gets all rippled and fuzzy and weirded out.
Sure, it's the rainbow stuff. Can you tell people some of the reasons you know this? Because you also... You worked on a classified area, didn't you?
Well, I'm an electrician. I've worked.
No, I know, but you've been out to the monkey farm. Of course, I didn't just learn about that. I didn't just learn about that from you. I was led into UT to see it. I only saw it on remote cameras, though.
Yeah. I built a lab at the monkey farm in Bastrop. Sure did. I was out there about a year and a half.
And you're not supposed to tell people what you saw, are you?
No. A bunch of grade eights.
And they're not having a very good time either, are they?
No, but they've some of them have been there since the 70s. They live lifespans of humans. So some of them have been there quite a while.
Being tortured, and then they've got all the little monkeys there that don't last as long. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, there's an article that I wanted to direct you to, and of all places, it's in Motor Trend magazine. It's in the November issue of Motor Trend magazine. The technology writer Frank Marcus wrote an article called Balloon Payment. And it's about science offers a potential fix to our broken CO2 situation. And he's saying if coated properly, a thin blanket of titanium dioxide dust might cool us right on down.
Yeah, and instead they're using aluminum dioxide and barium salts, very poisonous to us. And they now admit that the $5 billion program they declassified a few months ago is a test, though, because under the U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, they say they can even kill us in test as long as it's just research, Steve.
Yeah, it's this article, man. It's unbelievable because at the end he's comforted to know that scientists and engineers may have our collective backs when politics and human nature fail.
Oh, I know. I saw that article. I see them everywhere. Aren't we lucky they're spraying us? I mean, thank God Bill Gates has got our back. Aluminum is so good for us, Steve.
Oh, this is titanium dioxide.
No, I know. I understand they're calling for that, too. But you know the main thing they're spraying is aluminum dioxide.
Yes.
Well, listen, anything else you'd like to add?
I guess that's it. I just thought that article, being in Motor Trend, was kind of freaky.
No, it's big. Good to hear from you. More calls coming up. Stay with us. I'm going to tweet this out at twitter.com/realalexjones. It's smart. We made back during Hurricane Isaac, but it's Obama with a joystick remote controlling hurricanes and tropical storms. We're going to get that out on the tweet here in just a few minutes. I'm going to continue with your calls right now and then continue with them into the next little segment here for people that are patiently holding. This new film is out. It's myself and Joel Skousen with a bunch of documents and research and video clips. It's more than just a presentation. It's a film, borderline film. Strategic Relocation, new Alex Jones film. Gets into the globalist master takeover plan, the safest places in the country, and how to secure your home by one of the leading experts in the world on this. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll also take you there when you link through at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we're also carrying an extremely powerful new film that I want to play some clips of on air, The Great Culling. It's in our water, our food, our air, how they're poisoning us from the makers of What in the World Are They Spraying? We also have their new film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? So all available, InfoWarsStore.com. And the best Christmas gift ever, 12 issues of InfoWars magazine delivered to your friends and family's door. Or to people you want to wake up, InfoWarsStore.com. Brad in South Carolina, what do you think of this storm? And even U.S. News and World Report saying it could suspend or delay the election.
What? Listen, Alex, that's not what I'm calling up about. But I wanted to say 7 out of 10 Chevy vehicles are made in China. And I live in North Carolina, South Carolina, Northeast, right on the coast. Hello?
You're on the air, brother. I don't know what else I'm doing.
Yeah,
right,
listen. So they've been spraying all week, and I haven't seen nothing like it. I've been down here for a year, and I literally know, like today, even today, they were spraying where there was blue sky.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemtrailing going on. We need footage of that and get weather experts to look at it and tell what they're doing. Because depending on how they spray and where, it can make it rain more or make it rain less. But generally, if there's an area they want to drought, they'll spray a weather front so it drops there, so the rain falls there instead of on you. Or they'll do it over the mountains instead of past the mountains in the area they're wanting to block. I mean, it's going on. We know what's going on, but we have a shadow government since 1947 playing God. So they do medical experiments on us, you name it. I mean, who knows what they're doing? We just know they're doing it. Casey in New Jersey. No, New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Don't even know where to start. Ted Turner, jerk, always been a jerk. All right, this weather. The chemtrail situation on Long Island has been very low for the last 2 months. And we've actually had so many here the last 2 years that there's a website for it. So I don't know if they're actually using the chemtrails to bring the storm in, or the lack of them is actually bringing the storm in. I don't even know which way to go. And election-wise, I think we have a week to prepare after the storm goes through, if the power goes out. That would be the biggest thing, is that you couldn't watch the TV commercials for a week if there's no power.
And that would be terrible.
Oh, it would be awful. But that could actually, I don't know who that's going to favor, really. Because here on Long Island, we vote Republican anyway.
Well, who knows what's going to happen. I just think the fact that it's three storms coming together, even meteorologists say this is a bizarre thing that's happening. It just adds to all the craziness regardless, and we're going to be here tracking the whole thing, my friend.
I actually agree with your original analysis of election suspensions being more from the race baiting that's been going on for the last, you know, since the Trayvon Martin thing happened, and now with this whole thing with the Romney tweets.
Yeah, I agree. That is really becoming a big issue, and if Obama doesn't win, I expect to see some trouble. I hope it's not too bad, because it's all just so out of control. Anything else, sir?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, thank you so much. Be safe there in New York with that big old hurricane coming your way. You know, I'm also going to be on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I love you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we've got something really special for you Sunday. I'm going to shoot to have it done by Sunday, the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. It is the Friday show right now. We're taking calls. We have the Frankenweenie storm. Three different storms coming together. And I'm sure Al Gore, if you pay him carbon tax money, will fix it. But let's go to Ty in Canada. You're on the air, Ty. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Two quick questions. I just wanted to, I'm curious about that. If you've ever heard of anything about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth? And
yes, I have them right here with me right now.
I'm trying to look for the, you know, some validity on them. It's kind of hard to find whether or not they're true or not on the internet. The problem with the internet.
What about
is
the ancient tablets of Thakhan-Ghul?
Okay, well, there's that one. And the other question I had for you, sir, was
I don't know. I've never heard of it. I'm just being sarcastic. 3+ hours in, I start getting a little goofy and becoming my real self.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay. So you don't know about it. That's cool. And I was wondering if you've heard about Charlie Veach. Have you talked to Charlie Veach at all?
I just know that he is a really nice fellow and just a really friendly person. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh my God, Mr. Jones. I've been a daily listener for the last couple months, and my adrenaline is literally out of this world right now, bro.
Well, look out with that adrenaline. It can get out of control,
okay,
son.
Because I have some very informal, extreme information to give you right now, sir.
Tell me, please, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, here's the deal. I am from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, right?
Yes, sir.
And we had literally state cops everywhere, state patrol, right? State patrol. Okay, I came from Appleton this morning because I had to, unfortunately, you know, pawn my son's TV off, you know, because, you know, this world is in such a deficit.
No, I hear you. What happened? What'd you see? What were they doing?
And here it is, Mr. Jones. We had barricades, okay? Barricades. Yes, barricades.
And what were they doing? They were just blocking roads?
They were blocking them because Mr. Obama Biden was in town.
Oh, yeah, they block roads a lot when that happens. Yeah, I mean, that's probably... what else happened?
Obama Biden was in town, and my, you know... The whole thing about it is this is just it is literally coming to the new world order. We are under it.
Well, I hear you. Now, listen, they use any excuse now to lock things down and run around and act official. I mean, I think government should all start wearing crowns and Kim Jong-il uniforms with crowns. And then the new, we should have to lick the boots of any bureaucrat we see immediately or be executed on the spot. And if a bureaucrat wants us to have to, you know, kiss their hiney, that as well, because that's how you show your love of government. And I think anyone that doesn't do that is evil, as bad as George Washington. And you know FEMA teaches he was bad. I think our new founding father should be Kim Jong-il. What do you think, Dan Badondi? Sir, what do you think about Kim Jong-il? Have you ever seen anyone more stylish, more handsome, more powerful? Caller dropped. Okay, I'm being a little bit silly here. I apologize. Joe, Shannon, and others, we're just out of time. But I will recalibrate myself and be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., live with the Sunday Transmission Central. And tonight, InfoWars Nightly News with Darren McBreen. Will the zombies appear this evening? Because we have a special report. Or will it be this Sunday? You'll have to find out, my friends. But never fear. Oh, my gosh. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, mainstream media zombies. Oh my gosh, devastating information. All right, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So sometimes I just, well, drink too much Rudamaya coffee and you know what happens. All right, let's seriously pray for everybody there on the East Coast and pray that the heart machine isn't too vicious in its attack. Until next time. Toodaloo.